Welcome to the Bitter Comics Podcast. Please give it up for your host, Mr. JT Foreman.
Hello and welcome to Bitter Comics. I am JT Foreman, and I am here with my good friends, Terry, the Beast, Michaels,
Grell,
and the Super Negro Champion, John Jones.
Ball game.
We begin once again with our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week, in which I apologize for the cruel, offensive, and probably racist things I'd said last episode. This is episode 15, so for my insensitivity in episode 14, I would like to apologize to black people, the German language, Marina Orlova, and marketing. If you would like to know specifically what I'm apologizing for, check out our last episode and all of our previous episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. And if you feel I owe an apology I missed, or to make any comments, you can email the show at bittercomics@hotmail.com, and in the subject line, please put, Bin Laden has given internet porn a bad name. At least he's not chewing on the ice. How's it going, guys?
I'm gonna do it now.
Refreshing.
You don't look like that dude from S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. I look like Terry Michael.
Now that I shaved my head.
Nah. See?
Yes, you got a haircut.
You will be bald like me.
Yeah. I wouldn't really say it was a haircut. You'd have to really have hair to cut in the first place.
It would run around and look like a Fraggle.
Oh, we got jokes now.
No, I'm straight.
Oh, we got jokes.
I'm straight.
The Fraggles, those were the bald Muppets?
No, just little shit up there.
Oh, okay. he's just bald on the top. If he lets the sides grow up, he's going to look like...
No, some things going up there.
I look like Krusty the Clown.
There you go.
As my friend Darren Carney used to say, I won a Krusty the Clown lookalike contest a couple weeks ago, and I won $100. Great. Had a great time. Problem is, $100 is gone. Contest is over, and I still look like Krusty the fucking Clown.
So my kids.
Well, so how's it been going? Anything exciting happened the last week?
Yeah, you know, I bought a truck, and I went to wire a stereo into it, and I found the seats in it were not even bolted onto the truck.
What, they just pull the seats out, shove a couch in there or something? Or
I just could have put my Lazy Boy in there. Yeah, were just sitting in there, and I went to. It was ridiculous.
I don't see how that vehicle's very safe to drive down the road in.
Yeah, no. I had to bolt.
Was it even the right seat?
Were you MacGyver now?
Oh, dude,
make this truck work. I got to. I got bills to pay. I can't afford a new chair,
dude. I got the first of all, they were Honda seats. They were Honda Accord seats in a Mitsubishi truck.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it works. Really nice. Not only did I do that, I put in a stereo, and then I got my BlackBerry to mount to my steering wheel. So it mounts to my steering wheel, and I can control it. And I've got a Bluetooth mounted to my visor, so now I don't have to wear one on my ear. All that shit's probably more expensive than the truck.
Yeah, it's like when I bought new tires for my car, I doubled its value.
I think you did
the same thing when you did all these changes.
Yeah, and you know what? The truck runs pretty decent. Sometimes.
Yeah, the DMV is going to make you pay more for the registration now.
That's it. Now, how could you say that about the Kia Rio, man?
I like my car. I do.
It's fast, nigga.
Yeah, downhill.
Doesn't matter when you're coming back from L.A. on the Grapevine. You just close your eyes.
Yeah. Don't pay attention to the Winnebago passing you.
Or make mean faces at me from the back seat.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Funny how that amnesia works.
Now, well, anytime we go down to L.A., John always drives in your GTA Golf GT. So you know
GTI.
GTI. Sorry, yeah, don't hurt me. Sorry.
In the Millennium Falcon.
You can't. Millennium Falcon doesn't go that fast. Well, you can't be seen in the Kia. I mean, you got a reputation to uphold.
Yeah,
so.
Man. Yeah. Now, you know, back in the day, though, I could have.
Yeah.
But now.
So you got up to 140 driving back from there once, allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly.
It was never proven in court.
I mean, exactly. In court of law, there's no, you know, physical evidence left, but they say.
Yeah,
they say.
All right, so you did your your new VW commercial this past week. How'd it go?
It went pretty good. And look, it came out good, too. It came out real good. So
A couple of people have mentioned that they've seen it air, but I haven't seen it yet. Do you know what channel they put that on? Or?
I think it's probably, that one's going to probably be done after this, you know, after tonight.
Oh, so, okay.
But so I've got it. I'll show it to you. Yeah.
All right, cool.
I got it for you, though, man.
As soon as you get a copy of it and
I've got
put
a copy,
it up on
so.
YouTube.
And, we'll put it on, yeah.
Awesome.
You already know the game.
We'll get the link on your website. And just for everyone's info, John's website is supernegrochamp.com. And he's got links to his other, some of his kind of comedy videos and the other commercials that he's done. And as soon as we get the new commercial up, I'll put a link to the YouTube video on there as well. And Terry,
what fuck all that week? Shit.
No, classic.
Classic.
Fuck all that shit.
Fuck all that, Nick. That was. I have to give you a 95% on that one. That was close to perfect.
Fuck all that shit.
Yeah, now that's 100.
Okay, I've been working on that. I've been working on it.
So what did you do this past week?
I tried to MacGyver my truck.
Tried to MacGyver your truck.
That's what I did pretty much all week. I MacGyvered it. I had a mechanic that I found on Craigslist. He came out and fixed my truck and gave me a hand job. It was incredible.
Man, that's
did you get
telling.
The finger? Didn't want to pay the extra $10 for the finger?
No.
Yeah.
I'd already spent $200.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's your own budget.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I would get afforded. I wouldn't have been MacGyvering it. So I had to have an intake manifold.
Yeah, you had to provide the strawberries in the parts.
That's right. Intake manifold gasket replaced.
I don't even know
what here's
that
is. How I know that I've got a decent truck. We were taking it for a test drive after the guy fixed it. The mechanic offered to buy it from me.
That is a good sign, actually.
He's like, I'll give you $1,000 for this right now.
No.
I said, yeah, no, I just put $250. Motherfucker, I just spent $1,000 on this. No. Then I'm carless, you know.
Yeah.
I'm Carlos. You're Carlos.
Walking to L.A. all depressed. I gotta make it to this gig, man.
Was the guy named Carlos?
No, but it sounded.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean,
sounded good.
You got to show ankle up that grapevine, boy. Hey, pull over.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, I'm sure that would stop.
The Kia Rio I've got. I bought it from some Mexican guy. He said that he. I don't remember what he said his full time job is, but on weekends he buys old cars and fixes them up and sells them.
Nice.
And he leaves them on the side of the road up, you know, and there's like a little parking area. He's got half a dozen cars sitting out there for sale.
Oh, up on, I don't know, it's up 41 towards the Millerton Lake or something like that?
No, it's more toward Clovis.
Okay, I gotcha.
Up 168, I think.
Okay, all right. Word.
This is all very horrifying stuff to me, you know.
Well, you know, they say Mexicans are lazy, but every Mexican I know has got at least two jobs, and one of them is usually something they made up on their
own.
I'm going
to have nightmares about your vehicles, is what I'm saying, Jack. Oh, Honda seats.
Honda seats. Well, hey, at least the seats are Honda, the car is Mitsubishi, at least they're both Japanese, they can talk to each other.
They should have
the truck can
to
say goodbye
other.
To the seat as it flies out the side the first time you take a hard left.
Yeah, and they should have talked.
I know, Terry be just scooting down the road. Scooting.
They should have talked and said, motherfucker, you don't belong here. That's what should have said.
Man.
Yeah. Feel like Arnold Schwarzenegger on a day pass.
Ooh.
He doesn't go anywhere on his day pass. He just, you know, grabs whatever's close by.
And he just... Now he's sitting at home, wherever that is, all depressed because everybody hates him.
Yeah, you know, I have really mixed feelings about the whole situation because, first of all, he's cheated on his wife, and that's horrible.
I got news obviously. For you, Arnold. They hated you anyway. Yeah, state of true. California hated you anyway. But, yeah. Look.
I hate you.
Look, America. Look, all you haters and bitches that has been nothing but nagging this poor man, okay? First of all, his wife was a Kennedy. All right, look.
She didn't age well.
He's a Republican, and he just was tired of Democratic pussy.
But that bitch didn't age well. Any girl that got so ugly that he decided to fuck the house help, which happens to be an orangutan.
Now, we had this discussion before this
podcast
started. I don't
give a shit, nigga. That face is wide. That face is wide, man. She is not pretty.
All I'm saying is,
how come he didn't get arrested for animal abuse? Well, that's all I want to know.
You remember in the movie, the Seventh Day, where he played
The End of Days. And y'all come see my movie, y'all.
He says to the guy, you know, go fuck yourself.
Okay, yeah.
And maybe that's what he was doing. He was looking for someone that looked as much like himself as possible.
Well, look, just because you're the governor or a famous actor doesn't mean you're not
governator,
human.
Sperminator.
I mean, you know, yeah. You can be tempted just like anybody and everybody else.
Yeah, the way she was walking around peeling those bananas. I got to have it now. Oh, no. Get to the bedroom.
Well, the kid's like 10, so this happened a decade ago, which actually was around the same time that one of his kids was born, wasn't it? So
I think they were
pregnant. He was getting some around the same time from his wife, and he felt
the need. Who happens to look a lot like the Predator.
Yeah. Actually, I haven't seen a picture of Maria Shriver recently, but last time I did see her, she's still kind of hot.
No.
But this isn't about what's hot and
it's what's available.
I kick off that plaster off her face.
He's in a situation where he's watched. He can't get away with it. He can't go out and get away with picking up some tail. It's like Bill Clinton when he was in the White House. He couldn't go out hunting for pussy. That's why it was like, oh man, I can't believe you fucked Monica Lewinsky, that ugly bitch. She was there.
What a fucker, you know, for the
proximity
press.
Is really the only option that he had in this situation. And Arnold, he's governor, he's kind of in the same situation. He can't go out and get away with anything because someone's going to see
him. So what you're saying is that wake up in the morning and peek out of his room. You come here. Come here now. Come here. Yes, that's right. That's good.
That's exactly right.
I'm coming. I'm coming.
That's why I say, you know, I have mixed feelings about it because, you know, he cheated on his wife and that's horrible. If you're going to get married, don't fuck anyone else. That's it. But still, he's still a big movie star. Can anyone be surprised that he's
say that again because you were so cute when you said it.
Well, yeah.
If you're married, you shouldn't be fucking anyone else. Isn't that the rule? I'd never been married
it's
myself.
It's a rule,
but
nobody ever obeys the rule. Well, come on, Jack.
I'm abstaining on behalf of everyone else, apparently.
Yeah, you're doing us all a big favor.
Yeah, I'm not having sex so that you guys can go out and fuck.
Nah, man. This is the real rule. Let me tell you what the real rule is. As long as your wife is treating you cool, it's straight. But the minute she gets them fucking up, it's pink slip time. You better, you know what kind of man you get. You know what man you marry. You know if he's a freak, he's horny, he wants boon toon loving, you know. You start driving that shit up on him, thinking you're gonna get him to like you more. You're high. Yeah. He's gonna go out and find he's gonna go find Monica Lewinsky.
Look, I would fuck Monica Lewinsky for the press.
I would.
I would fuck her for the breast. Vitamin D.
Look, all I'm saying is, America, women, get off Arnold Schwarzenegger's jock, right? Get off his jock.
Well, and
his name's gonna be Arnold Broke Nigga soon.
Yeah,
living up to your name, nigger. I see.
Arnold Broken Nigger.
Broke Nigger. Swing.
Oh, Jesus. Wow. Okay. Well, there you go.
I'd like to apologize on behalf of black men.
I was just playing off into the name Schwarzenegger. It was Broken Nigger.
Yes, you were. You were.
I was not. It was not the.
It didn't sound. It wasn't.
Was
as
him.
It
was him being racist this time, not me.
It wasn't as racist as it sounded.
But you know, I just can't imagine that Maria Shriver didn't know. I mean, because the woman was still the girl Arnold was fucking was still working as their maid for a while after he had the kid, or after she had Arnold's kid. And I can't imagine the kid never came around the house. And you know, you got this little Mexican kid speaking Spanish with an Austrian accent. La Senorita Shriver.
Picking up a couch at 3.
Yeah.
Do
you
it.
Help me rearrange
do
the furniture.
No,
yeah,
no.
Sure.
Real talk, though, man. Honestly.
Calling him Papa.
She knew who she married. All sorts of things. Bunch of steroids back in his day. Even to do that last Terminator film he did, you know, the last one he was actually in.
Yeah.
He got ripped as fuck real quick. Now, steroids make you horny. Maybe not make your dick bigger, but you want to fuck like a jackrabbit. Now, she should have been in the room waiting after his workouts.
it's supposedly steroids reduces the size of your testicles. Doesn't do anything to your penis.
Well, either way.
So it just moves them out of the way.
But they do make you horny.
Okay.
So
steroids make you horny? Is did your wife learn this from experience?
No, but I know a lot of people who roid. And I always, man, I need to fuck something tonight. Damn.
And then kill them. Yeah. Wow. Welcome to the Bitter Comics Podcast. Woo-hoo. Where we like to pass on information about steroids and everything else.
Awesome.
What else you got, JT?
Well, did you get into the news stories now?
Let's get into it.
All right, yeah, man. Let's get into it. Condom, even.
I came across an article that listed, you know, government is here to, you know, they set up rules for society so we can all get along. But sometimes they go too far. Yeah, and I came across
a lot of good. Thanks.
Yeah, I came across a list of some things that governments have banned that really a little out there. You remember the Furby?
Yes, I do, actually.
Yeah, it kind of looked like this deformed rabbit with a beak.
I used to hump one.
Supposedly, yeah. Supposedly, it spoke its own secret language, Furbish, and it could learn English.
Furby!
They were like a big deal toy around Christmas in 98 and 99. More than 16 million of them were sold. They were everywhere, including some places of employment, and that's fine unless you work for the NSA. Supposedly, overhearing people talking, they would learn English, and the NSA was afraid that it was going to overhear and then repeat classified information. So in 1999, an internal memo was sent out officially banning Furbies from the NSA's headquarters because officials were worried that they would overhear and repeat that classified information. What the NSA didn't realize is that the Furbies didn't actually learn anything. In fact, they didn't even repeat things they heard. The toys actually just pre-programmed with 100 English words, and you could repeat the same secret formula to it all day. It's just going to repeat, "I love hungry," over and over.
"I love hungry."
Yes.
"I love horny." Now, if you know, well, horny. If Toy Story has taught us anything, those toys are alive, damn it. And they might go sell the secrets to Russian. I think they did the right thing.
Maybe right.
Toys are talking and lost your mind. You got a friend in me.
God, leave it to the government to be paranoid over a fucking Furby.
Exactly. Well, and, okay, next. In 2002, Greece wanted to crack down on illegal electronic gambling machines. But unfortunately, the old white guys running the country really don't know what the fuck they're doing. And when they wrote the law, they used language that was so broad that they inadvertently banned all video games.
Wow.
Yeah,
I don't even want to live there. If I can't play Mortal Kombat, fuck this.
Joel, how are you not crying right now?
It's
Greece.
I know,
because if you go to Greece, you can't play World of Warcraft.
Yeah, I know. I can't go to Greece and play World of Warcraft. Apparently, it's not World of Warcraft. It's World except for Greece of Warcraft.
Yeah, huh. You'll be on a
watchtower
tripping with,
most of
with
the
a tutu
world
on.
Of Warcraft.
It's
we'll have to talk Joel down. Don't do it, Joel. Not with that outfit on. Don't jump.
It's like almost World of Warcraft.
Yeah, almost World of Warcraft.
That's retarded.
Well, I mean, this is what happens when you let a bunch of people that don't know anything write the laws. You know, so now you can't play video games. I guess the kids are just going to do their homework, but if
oh god damn it.
Oh darn it.
If their legislature had just done their homework, then they wouldn't have to deal with it.
If they get enough of an education, they can get a job at Taco Bell as long as their background check passes.
Oh. Okay. No, that's all right. We got jokes today.
I wouldn't necessarily
Jokes.
Well, it's a management job at Taco Bell, though, right? So, next, China is well known reputation for making sure its people don't find out shit.
I'm gonna cut you.
Anything that they fear might upset the delicate balance of their society, susceptible to censorship. The newest addition to the list of fictional threats is time travel.
Now, what the fuck?
Yeah, real talk.
I'm not saying that they banned the act of time travel. What they actually did was ban any reference to time travel within fiction.
So we can't watch Back to the Future there?
No. Back to the Future is illegal, and you couldn't watch like the last episode of Lost.
How is Michael J. Fox going to pay for his Parkinson drugs now?
I don't know. China's General Bureau of Radio, Film, and Television, after what is perceived as an increase in the number of TV and movies featuring time travel, decided that the completely fictional concept of manipulating the flow of events was, quote, disrespectful of history. This is a government famous for rewriting history the way that they think the shit should have happened.
So nobody knows the truth.
But time travel is disrespectful of history.
Aside from that part where they tried to run over their own people with tanks?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got to make sure we remember.
Yeah, they're going to make a souffle out of it.
Well, you know that really famous photograph of the guy standing in front of the tank?
Yeah.
A test was done recently. Some people went to China with that photograph, showed it to Chinese people, and said, "Do you know what this is, and what does seeing this mean to you?" And they're like, "I have no." They had no idea what the picture was.
Oh, that's because Michael J. Fox went back in time and
changed that.
Yeah, he changed that shit.
He made a time machine out of a DeLorean.
Well, I guess we shouldn't be surprised that a government that relies so heavily on media manipulation and hiding the truth actually has the balls to tell its citizens it shouldn't suspend their disbelief.
Yeah, yeah. Not only do we want to control your existence, we want to control your fucking dreams.
Yeah.
Shoot.
That's next. As soon as they figure out a way to read people's minds, you have a dream they don't like, they're just going to throw your ass in jail.
You know what that's called? That's called marriage. That's what that's called.
No, that's destroying your dreams. I don't think that's your punishment. Matrimony.
They can't fight for the
KFC. Marry this bitch over here.
Say I do. We'll put you in front of the
KFC over there, man. They can't fight for the KFC over there. Their dreams are done.
Get in front of the tank.
Russia is trying to figure out why they had such a high increase in suicide rates and depression.
Hold on. I know why. Hold on. Because it's fucking Russia. That's why.
Pretty simple answer.
I'm not a scientist. I'm not a psychologist. But I would think living in Russia, I'd want to kill myself.
Well, do you ever see the movie Red Heat? Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jim Belushi.
Long time ago.
Or James Belushi.
Yeah,
one who didn't die.
The one not on drugs.
Yeah. There was a scene in there where Arnold Schwarzenegger is talking to the chief of police of Chicago, and the chief of police turns on this weird music and starts talking about the yoga that he does. It relieves tension, and he asks Arnold, "Well, what do you guys in Russia do to relieve tension?" He says, "Vodka."
Oh, yes. And then Arnold fucked him.
Probably.
Oh,
it was there.
Get to the chopper! Get to the chopper!
Well,
it burns!
Oh, yuck. All right, well, so they're trying to figure out what's caused the high increase in suicide rates and depression. And instead of considering the horrible economy, the oppressive government, or even the crappy cold weather, they determine the culprit must be dark lipstick, black hair, and all that other emo shit. What? So they banned emo.
I'm so dark.
Yes, that's right.
Well, you know what?
I'm so emo.
I don't mind them banning emo, but look, let's get fucking real.
I kind of like emo porn, though. So
they should ban Moby, too.
Man, Moby's not emo. He's just bald.
He should still be banned.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Well, they dubbed it a, quote, threat to national stability, and the bill, as introduced, would ban anyone in emo clothing from entering public schools and government buildings.
Hold on, Russia.
So if you're wearing black, it's you like can't go nowhere.
Well, they're a terrorist carrying a fucking sadness bomb.
But seriously, if you're wearing black, you can't go anywhere in Russia now.
Yeah, wearing black.
Yeah, well, I guess I can't go to Russia. I'm fucked. Yeah, this doesn't come off, guys.
Well, you're not wearing it.
I'm wearing it. It's all over me, damn it.
Okay, listen up, Russia. Listen up. Here's I'm going to throw you a little shocker. It's a little shocker. You have no fucking stability. So some guy wearing black pants and lipstick isn't going to fuck up something you don't have. That's like saying, I'm going to fuck up Maria Shriver's personality.
Just so by making her marry Arnold.
Exactly. That's like saying, I'm going to mess with Roseanne Arnold's fucking talent.
What exactly is it about the women in the Kennedy clan where they keep marrying guys that are fucking around on it?
It is what it is.
Ted Kennedy and...
Yeah, well, hold on. But
John Kennedy and...
There's a big difference between Marilyn Monroe and Chewbacca.
That's true. That's true. Now, is Chewbacca Maria Shriver or the maid?
I think it's the maid, according to John.
Yeah, because
actually, I saw a picture of her. I was like,
it is Marilyn. The orangutan from Every Which Way But Loose.
Yep.
sitting there. Clyde, right across
right
Clyde.
Right turn, Clyde. All right, now give me a hand job.
Doggy style, Clyde.
It feels good. Keep doing that. Keep doing that. Do it now. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. Now that nigga said, oh, it's fantastic. Ah, oh, I'm coming now.
I'm cutting the budget.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
All right. For Buddhists, reincarnation is a big deal. When you die, you come back as something else. In fact, the Tulkus, which is like a higher-ranking Buddhist, some of their higher-ranking lamas, when they die, they get to decide what they're going to come back as. At least they used to. As of September 2007, China banned reincarnation without permission from the government.
Oh, my God.
How are they going to enforce that?
That's a good question.
I want to see that. You're going to go up to a fly.
Hey, who were you?
Who were you?
What?
Let me see your papers. No papers? Smack.
Yeah.
And then they just come back as something else.
That's right.
But it's messed up, though, because like, when you do ask them, they're like, we get to choose what you come back as. And like, you're going to come back as a cat in Mongolia.
Yeah.
Yeah. You come back.
Yeah, you fill out the paperwork to come back as a
cock ring on John Holmes' dick.
And
no.
It comes back with red ink all over the thing. No, you can't come back as a tiger, but you can come back as a house cat.
Yeah. In Mongolia.
In Mongolia. Yeah.
No.
That's
no.
called, the cat's name will be Dinner. Dinner, come here.
But at least they can come back after that, like you said.
Yeah, you come back, they execute you for violating the rule, and then you come back as something else, and you come back.
Look, China, shut the fuck up. Seriously. Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, everything when it dies, if you're a Buddhist, you believe everything when it dies, it is reincarnated in something else. Everything.
I hope so.
How exactly is a cow or a dog supposed to fill out the forms to get permission to come back? Are you're reincarnated. Do you have your papers? Woof.
Yeah, you're coming back as a whopper.
Yeah.
You're going to come back as a dog. And
coming back as lunch.
And your name will be Supper. Come here, Supper. Supper, come here. Come on.
I think the Chinese government should come back all as Walter Mondale. That's hateful. That's hateful.
Yeah, poor Walter.
Yeah.
The State Administration for Religious Affairs calls the ban, quote, an important move to institutionalize management of reincarnation.
Because apparently that's a huge fucking problem. You know what? Too many people are coming back successful. We can't have that shit in China. Yeah,
they got to do something about their population explosion. So there you go.
You want to work on something in China? Work on the fucking. That's what you know.
That's all I do. Bing, 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 bing. Well, all day.
It's because they're depressed.
That's what they need to start doing over in Russia.
The reason for this may be that the Dalai Lama, who's the head of Buddhism, you know, he said that he refuses to be reborn in Tibet while it's still under Chinese control.
Well, then you're just going to be dead, motherfucker.
I would suggest to him that he go back in time and prevent China from conquering Tibet, but that would be illegal, too.
That's illegal. You can't go back in time. You got to get permission to whatever you want to be reincarnated as. Well, fuck China. Seriously, fuck you. God damn, the only thing you guys are good for is Olympics.
And orange chicken.
And orange chicken.
And pandas.
There you go.
That sneeze.
Sneezing pandas.
God damn it.
In 2010, okay, here's the last one. 2010, the Australian Classification Board decided that it needed to put an end to some of the more unsavory aspects of adult entertainment.
Oh.
First, they banned the depiction of any sort of female ejaculation. I think the female orgasm is a myth anyways, but that's just
certainly
me.
For you it is.
Just my opinion. I don't think the guys on the board.
Not for me, is it?
Yeah, the guys on the board probably weren't capable of giving their wives an orgasm. They're like, if they can't see what it looks like, then nobody can.
Yeah. You know why they call it the G-spot? Because God damn it, I can't find it.
Well, next on their hit list was breasts, or actually the lack thereof. If you're going to show naked titties, they better be big ones, apparently, because...
Now, there is a law I can get behind.
Well, nobody wants to see California raisins.
Yeah.
See, this is... Australia's got their shit together.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, well, there was a group in Australia called Kids Free to Be Kids. It was leading a campaign to forbid women with an A cup breast size or smaller from appearing in pornography, absolutely, claiming it encouraged pedophilia.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Apparently, they think that
finally,
Princess Amidala looks like a 12-year-old boy or something.
No, but Amidala's got a rag.
Yeah, that's true. Well, as a result,
just pushed him in.
The laws was that depictions of non-voluptuous women in their late 20s have been banned.
And that's disgusting. It is, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's disgusting.
I don't want a girl with body shaped like a surfboard and shit. What's going on?
I don't want to fuck a 12-year-old boy.
No, I don't. No. No matter how much he wants candy.
Wow.
That's terrible. And so there's the list of the crazy...
I love fans. See, and that's Australia, right? Australia,
yeah.
They got Australia. You got your shit together. You got big titties in porn and the Outback Steakhouse
and Crocodile Dundee. You forgot that.
Oh, I'm
that
sorry.
Motherfucker could do anything.
That's right, with a big knife.
Yeah, that's not a knife.
You know,
he pulled a knife on a black guy in that movie.
That's how you know it's a movie, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there you go.
Hey, you know what? I think Crocodile Dundee reminds me of Chef Ramsay.
Chef Ramsay?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
All right, never mind. Let's move on.
Who's Chef Ramsay?
The guy from Kitchen Nightmares? The guy that goes into the restaurant and yells at everybody when they're fucking up?
Oh, okay. I don't watch Food Network. I'd never heard of that.
Joel doesn't watch Food Network?
I'm too busy eating. I'm actually eating food, yeah. Not watching TV about food.
That's my name.
Maybe I should start watching TV about food and I won't eat so much.
Man, well, I don't know. It doesn't work for me.
Well, your wife likes to feed you, what'd you say, like chicken tater tots and chicken nuggets chicken and then turn nuggets. The Food Network on?
Absolutely.
That is an evil bitch right there.
It's hardcore.
Sorry. I know it's your wife. I'm sorry.
It's hardcore.
Damn, that's fucked up.
It's hardcore.
I had to stop Terry from robbing Outback Steakhouse for real one night. Are you serious? I want a steak, damn it. I'm going in with this gat right now, man. Nigga can't buy the shit, man. I got to buy a new seat for my truck.
Yeah, I've been out back in several months.
Now, Joel's going to start masturbating.
Yeah, here it goes. Oh, we didn't start the fire.
Yeah, give me the special with extra spices. That was a little
gross. As long as you don't travel in time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Or be reincarnated without permission.
Yeah, don't be fucking around with it.
Yeah, that's fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
Only China would make laws about shit that doesn't exist.
No reincarnation, no time travel. Yeah, how are you going to ban? You're banning time travel in fiction. That's insane.
And by the way, you can't use the letter A
anymore. There you go.
That's it. Yeah, and that's to help with the stability of the government.
What if I want an apple?
No.
It's messed up, man. I can't,
not in a book.
I can't take all this pressure. I'm going to move.
Not in a book, motherfucker.
Find another word for apple, apparently.
Asshole.
It's still got an A in it. Sorry.
Yeah, we'll call it government.
You guys know what a technical writer is?
I do. It's a bull writer who has it down to a science.
Close.
Okay, good.
Now, well, we're big famous celebrities, so I'm sure we've all experienced this.
Oh, yes.
When a band is performing at a venue, they send a writer along with the contract, a list of all the technical aspects, you know, how much weight do the girders have to be able to hold and what kind of stuff do they want in the green room.
Oh, got it. Okay.
All right. It's many performers, when they go on the road, they'll add a lot of non-technical requirements to the writer. Van Halen famously banned the presence of brown M&Ms in the backstage area.
Absolutely.
No. Shine on.
Yeah.
What the fuck is
shine
that?
Shine on.
That's one of their songs.
No, it's not.
It was in Twister.
Oh, that's
right. Oh, yeah,
right.
Nigga. Yeah. Yeah. You, I know all kind of useless white cracker stuff.
That's right.
I'm the one that knew Ka the Snake, nigga.
Yes.
Never doubt
true.
My wisdom.
That's right.
A gang.
You are.
I know you white people. The size of the buckle and the tightness of the jeans.
We've been so busy oppressing black people our whole lives, we never had any time to study. So,
well, that's why I'm here. Here to teach you about yourselves.
Exactly. You know, the black brown M&Ms thing probably sounds odd, but
they trashed the place if they found brown M&Ms.
Yeah.
Too.
Well, David Lee Roth actually provided an explanation in his autobiography.
Oh, I'd love to hear this. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of times where they'd show up and the doors weren't big enough for their equipment to get through, or the girders or even the stage couldn't support the weight of all their gear. So they added the M&M rule as a test to see if the people at the venue actually read the writer. There'd be several pages of technical specs, and then in the middle of nowhere would be Article 126. There will be no brown M&Ms in the backstage area upon pain of forfeiture of the show with full compensation.
Hey, man, this is Diamond David Lee Roth, baby.
Then they arrive at the venue. You walk in the green room, and you see brown M&Ms. Well, you know you need to do a line check. If they're not paying attention to something like no brown M&Ms, then you can't trust that they did anything
What's
else,
wrong
right?
with brown M&Ms, David Lee Roth?
Wow!
Yeah, you're braces. Could have said no green M&Ms, motherfucker. Why? What's wrong with the brown ones?
Hey, man, this is damn David Lee Roth, baby.
Oh, you, I'll beat you to death with my dick.
Well, not all of the writers are quite as logical as David Lee Roth was here. Although some of them are at least, if not even more, insane. Katy Perry's on tour right now, and her writer was recently released to thesmokinggun.com. The whole thing is 45 pages long. Here's a couple of the highlights. Her dressing room decor must be cream or soft pink. The number and type of all the furniture is specified, including the number of trash bins, two floor lamps that must be French ornate style, and the arrangement of flowers, which, and this is in bold, all capital letters and underlined, absolutely no carnations.
Well, fuck that.
Fuck carnations, I guess.
Carnation instant breakfast.
Snacks in the dressing room include, but are not limited to, fresh organic grown fruit, fresh vegetables with ranch dip, blue corn tortilla chips, and two bags of Kettle Brand baked potato chips, sea salt and vinegar, and barbecue.
And dick.
And dick, yes.
Because the song's going to be good.
There's also a 23-point wheelman policy, which includes some contradictory instructions for her driver.
Okay.
For instance, the driver is not allowed to talk with the client's guest, or fans, but then it also says the driver will never assume, always ask if in doubt. Ask who? You're not allowed to talk to anybody.
Yeah, no shit.
And also, the driver's cell phone ringer must be turned off, but then the driver must always have two company cards with contact information, including the driver's cell phone number, ready for the passengers. If you turn your ringer off, what good does it do to give them your phone number?
Somebody needs to slap that bitch.
Yeah, and of course there's multiple spelling and grammatical errors, including this line, do not stare, STAIR, instead of STARE.
Oh, good. There you go.
At the back seat through the rear view, VIEUW, instead of VIEW, Miro, instead of mirror.
We can just throw her down some stairs, yeah. STAIRS.
Yes. So do not stare at the back seat through the rear view mirror.
Because she's a dumb B-I-T. Oh, anyway.
West Coast. Yeah, stupid to push it down.
Stupid. You know, David Lee Roth's thing might sound odd with the brown M&Ms, but at least he had a reason for it. This stuff seems kind of crazy, but
hey, man, wait a second.
You know, I have to say that it probably didn't start off insane, but they probably got to a show and there was like a folding table and chair and a card table and chairs in the room and nothing else. So then they started putting stuff on there just because it was missing, and then it just gets out of hand.
I was told by a manager or a personal
assistant, a road manager, or
whatever, that in order to make a client or, you know, a venue respect you more,
yeah,
that you give them a rider with some specific things. And make them go out of their way a little bit.
Yeah.
So they get the feeling that you're kind of big time.
So the more bullshit you put on the rider, the bigger a deal they think
you
are?
Well, you know, hey, don't just put, I want some water. Because then they'll fucking put tap water in a pitcher and set it out there with two plastic cups.
Yeah. You know, so specify Alhambra bottled water.
Yeah, I want Alhambra, I want this, I want that, I want this kind of food, and I want this. I had a friend of mine who was a stand-up comic, but he was also a singer.
Yeah.
And when he would go and do gigs, he would send out a rider. In his hotel, he had to have a hotel with a phone by the toilet.
Okay. By the toilet?
By the toilet. In the bathroom.
Okay.
Because whenever I'm taking a piss, that's when I feel like talking to fans.
Man, are you doing that? Yeah. Oh, you know, I'm... Oh, it's loose. I'm all right.
Yeah, we sold out yet? No, we got to push out more of those tickets.
I got to release this demon.
Hey, man, this diamond demon, Leroth.
Well, I mean, a lot of entertainers have, like, eccentric demands like this.
And some are just fucking crazy, too.
Yeah, some are just crazy. But I do imagine that it probably started off where they had just a couple of things, and then they didn't include basic things. Like, on Katy Perry's writer, it says that there has to be, like, 4 towels in her bathroom. And so they probably showed up at a place, and they're in the bathroom.
Where no
wash your hand, goes to dry them, there's no towels.
Yeah.
So... this kind of stuff, it looks insane. Oh, what the hell are they doing? But
and let me tell you this:
it probably started for a reason.
When I go out on the road, I take whatever special shit I want. I take my own extra towels.
Yeah. But anyway, here's I got a list of a few of the rather eccentric demands that other celebrities do. Madonna apparently doesn't like to lay down where others have slept. A source at a hotel she stayed at while on tour says they spent $30,000 renovating her suite, including fresh paint, new lights, and a new bed. She also demanded 500 bottles of Kabbalah water, which is a bottle of water blessed by a rabbi.
Oh, my God. 500?
I didn't know she was Jewish.
500 bottles?
500 bottles. Well, it's not just for her. Her her crew and the dancers and everything. Yeah. You know, the number of bottles is fine, but Kabbalah that's blessed by a rabbi? Is she Jewish? I mean, I don't care if she is, but I had no idea.
I don't know. I don't know if she's Jewish.
You wouldn't know Donna's song I want to hear nowadays.
What?
The sound of her falling out of a 5-story building. That'd be a great song. Fatality.
Finish him.
Yeah, it's a short on YouTube, Mortal Kombat 6, Madonna's death.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
It's on the movie set, Christina Aguilera insisted on watching every playback to make sure she didn't look fat, then demanded reshoots of every scene. She also once flipped out when her cat disappeared from her dressing room, then refused to continue until the cat was found, forcing the entire crew to put everything on pause and search for her pussy. Her cat. That's another word for cat.
I know it is, but that's not
everybody in the world's found that.
Yeah.
Didn't see that singer that started out shaking her booty everywhere? Booty hanging out with some bad dreadlocks in my hair. Look like a dumb nigger girl.
she needs to thank her ass for her.
Because that's what got her everything.
Who did that song, Don't Impress Me Much? It's a country music, a country song.
Oh, I don't know, but she's hot.
Yeah, well, I just remember seeing an interview with her where she said, well, I want to be taken seriously for my music, but then she's in the video, she's tight and rubbing herself. It was like, I thought she's like the country Madonna.
The country Madonna. She had those big earrings with hoops, so she had somewhere to put her feet.
Yeah. The way those heels can just put hope right in there.
You know. It's a circus act.
The crew of Taylor Swift's tour were not allowed to drink or do any drugs while working on the tour and were submitted to random drug and alcohol testing. What good is being on a big tour if you don't get to party?
Fuck that bitch.
Nicole Kidman does not allow eye contact when working on her makeup from her makeup artist.
You know what? Nicole Kidman's a cunt.
Taylor Swift, huh? I would obey her rules if she sang them to me. Do you remember when I found you smoking chronic? That's why you're fired the first time.
Lady Gaga has apparently become rather OCD about germs and travels with her own chairs, cups, and plates so she can make sure she's the only one who's ever used them. You know, actually, that's crazy, but I don't have a problem with that. She's bringing her own shit. She's not making other people go crazy for it.
Weird bitch. With lots of money.
Oh, there you go.
Lady Gaga.
What would you put on your contract, writer?
Oh, I would want Aquafina water because it's the only water that doesn't give me heartburn.
Okay.
I would want that. Snickers bars. I want a massage and a massage table in my dressing room.
And someone to and give a masseuse. You a happy ending?
Yeah, well, I don't know about a happy ending, but I mean, it would be, well, maybe.
Well, maybe. I mean, that's you see, you're not don't have 45 pages worth of stuff.
No, I don't.
And,
need
you know,
water.
As a comedian, we don't have comedians. We don't have a whole lot of equipment. I imagine the only comedian out there with a really ridiculously complicated writer would be Carrot Top, but he's got all kinds of crap that he takes around with him.
And he also has his own theater in Las Vegas, so yeah, fucking, yeah. He doesn't have to go anywhere.
No. Would you put on your writer?
Ooh, that's a good question.
If you become a big comedy star, you're traveling around the country.
I want 17 white women with big asses.
With big booties. With big booties.
They know how to make them clap.
Who know how to make them clap.
Come and get a chicken.
That's awesome.
Come and get a chicken and a waffle.
Yeah, they got to fly it from Fresno.
Yeah, that's right. Come and get a chicken and waffles.
Yeah. And a weight set.
And a weight
well,
set.
Yeah, see that?
Yeah, you got to be able to work out.
Yeah, and like maybe a treadmill so I can, 15 minutes and then die.
I want a whole complete Olympic weight set.
Olympic weight set.
Yeah.
Before or you show, just carry it around with you.
Yeah, I'm just setting my weights.
But you know what? That's not unusual. I mean, there's, in these bigger arenas where they've got, I've been backstage for like, I saw the Scorpions here in town. I was working for a radio station and we got to go backstage. And you're walking around backstage and you see all this. When you're playing in places that have, sports events also.
Yeah.
I mean, they got showers and they got workout rooms and they got all that stuff. So these guys have access to all that,
Yeah.
So.
Well, I imagine depending on where you're playing, a lot of the stuff that they put on these riders is going to be there. Right. Like they put, you have to have 4 towels. Well, if you're playing at a place that also has sports where they got 10,000 towels in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Crazy cool. Ass writers.
I don't know what I'd put on a writer. A hot chick to blow me, I guess. I don't know.
Hey,
I mean, really.
You know what? And I bet some of these people have that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Now, I got to tell you, I've played rooms in like little shitty towns, and they're like, look, we can, we'll give you, whatever, such and such amount of money. We'll put you up in this hotel. And, we'll give her free food and, what is there anything else that, that you need, that you want, require? And I'm like, well, like what? Well, we can get you some pussy. And I was like,
where
what?
Was this? Where was the pen?
It was actually in a town called Miles City, Montana.
I played there. No one offered me pussy.
Sorry.
God damn it.
Yeah.
That was on a Tribble run, actually.
Play while you're doing it, too.
Huh? It was on a Tribble
run.
Yes,
it was.
I was there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, David Tribble, he's the guy who books a whole bunch of rooms around the Pacific Northwest and into Montana and Idaho. And
Montana!
And he'll string like 4 or 5 nights in a row where you'll be performing like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, all in different towns where it's like a 10-hour drive between each one, and call them Tribble runs. One time I played in the first night was in like Butte, Montana. The second one was Miles City, and then the third one was in somewhere in Idaho. And then Idaho Falls. And then the fourth one was somewhere in eastern Washington, and then drive back to Seattle after the next one.
Oh, yeah. Been there, done that.
As an opener, I got like $50 a show to drive 10 hours and do 15 minutes.
Yeah. Kick ass.
Man, you was a baller, cuz. Damn.
Yeah, right. The headliner got a little bit more, and then I drove.
They got like $2.
But, man.
All right. Got an interesting legal decision down in Brazil. It's a little touchy. A Brazilian judge has reportedly ruled that a 36-year-old female accountant can legally masturbate at work.
And
watch porn on her work computer.
Woo!
Anna Katerian Bezerra successfully argued that she suffers from a chemical imbalance that triggers severe anxiety and hypersexuality.
I would like to meet her.
Her work situation began to suffer because the only way she can relieve her anxiety is by masturbating frequently.
Preach on, sister.
Quote, I got so bad that I would masturbate up to 47 times a day.
Wow.
That's when
stressed out bitch.
That's when I asked for help. Yeah. I knew it wasn't normal.
I knew it wasn't normal. 47 times. You kidding me?
She's just playing guitar at her desk by herself.
I saw these videos at the World Air Guitar Championships, and I couldn't believe that none of the contestants were lesbians. I would think that they would be better at it than. Well, after winning the court battle and seeking professional help, Bezerra is legally entitled to combine work with pleasure. Her doctor has also given her a medical cocktail of tranquilizers that has reduced her need to masturbate to about 18 times a day.
Well.
Wow. As expected, her case
here,
is...
Here was the problem when she was testifying in court.
Playing guitar in court.
Yeah. Yeah, she's probably...
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing? Wait, what are you doing with the Bible? Give me that back.
Yeah!
Give me that back.
Yeah, yeah.
I know it's holy, but no.
You can use your other hand.
Yeah, man. Don't just wave at me. Don't shake my hand, bitch.
Oh, no, shake it.
Yeah, put your labia on the Bible. Do you swear it? Oh, yes.
What would you look like a toad?
Do you swear to yes? To tell the truth? Yes. Wait till I finish.
Yes!
What if she looked like a toad?
What if she's an ugly woman?
I saw a picture of her. She's all right. I'd give her a 6 or 7.
All right. There you go.
She's not gorgeous, but she's
all right. I would watch a 6 or 7 masturbate.
At work.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be awesome. I wish we had laws like that here.
Her case is raised.
I'm having a tough night of jokes, man. I just whip out my dick. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. You know?
I'm stressed out, bitches.
Gotta do it right now. You can't get enough of Super Golden Crisp.
You know, I feel better.
All right, let's
I'm feeling a little stressed out right now, Joel.
Oh, damn.
I don't want to hear about it. This was Brazil. They haven't authorized this here in the United States yet. I don't think this would pass.
I'm ready to go to court, bitches.
Yeah, let's go to court because I don't want to be in the business if I can't bust it out on the front row. That's what it's for, motherfuckers.
That's why you got the front row so you could see the money shot.
That's hilarious.
Her case has raised all sorts of eyebrows and other things by various experts. Dr. Carol Queen, resident sexologist for Good Vibrations, a San Francisco-based sex toy shop.
What an awesome name. Good Vibrations.
What an awesome name for a sex toy shop. Good Vibrations.
It's nothing for a dude in there.
She's a resident sexologist. How the hell did she talk her guidance counselor into letting her major in that?
Hey, I bet I know.
Well, she was sucking dick all through high school. Well, you need to be a sexologist. You know how the men work hard.
Oh, what do you think I should write? I said you should... Yeah, sexologist.
They gave her an oral exam.
Yeah, oral exam.
She passed flying colors.
She passed with flying colors.
Oh.
This case is interesting because it shows the difference between Brazilian culture and the U.S. Duh.
Actually, it's interesting because the girl's jerking off.
Yes, that's why it's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting to everyone.
God, that's what the most interesting part of that is.
It's unlikely a workplace would allow her the time to do that here in the United States. Though practically everyone who has masturbated knows that it relieves tension. I agree. Yeah,
you're feeling
better? I can't argue with that. Yeah. Masturbation definitely relieves tension.
She came to
unless
America.
You get caught.
What are you doing? Are you on a clock? You're fired. Oh, Lord. You can't do that on a clock.
Clock out first.
Clock out first. I need to take another break.
That's 13 today, bitch. What's going on?
I got 6 more to do. Go after this. Got to reach 18.
Hilarious.
Air guitar is not that fun, is it? I'm practicing my E string stroke.
Well, we're getting close to the end of the show. One thing before we go, I wanted to talk about.
I'm a little stressed out.
Yeah, a little stressed out. Yeah, we got to end the show because we got to go relieve some tension in a couple of minutes here.
Hey, look, I got the bathroom first, niggas.
Damn, there's only one stall here at the Denny's. Oh yeah, we're recording.
Who says I'm gonna use the stall?
Yeah,
it's just right there, in public. Everybody, check it out. Oh, I'm jerking off.
Would you like a booth or a table?
Yes,
whatever. Yes.
Relieving stress. It's legal
in Brazil.
Yeah,
want mayonnaise on your sandwich? What?
Yeah, extra mayo.
Here you go, huh? Skeet skeet.
Like a hot dog. Is that the foot long?
Skeet skeet.
And then some.
Bachelor party.
Once again, we're recording here at the third floor Denny's studio at the Denny's at Blackstone and Herndon in Fresno, California. I want to thank them for letting us use their banquet room to record this. One last thing before we go. Sean Combs started off being known as Puff Daddy. Then over the course of his career, he's changed it to Puff, Puffy, P. Diddy, Diddy, and King Combs. And now he's decided that, in honor of his comeback, he's changing his name to Swag, but only for 1 week.
Where is he coming back from?
I don't know.
Africa? What?
Well, that I don't know. His comeback. You see, he's got a new album out.
Nobody want to hear that, nigga.
Yeah. He's changing his name for 1 week, and after which he'll be going back to Diddy. You know, I think this decision was just in case the world really did end. That way he could show up at the pearly gates and say, no, that wasn't me. Diddy did all that shit. I'm swag.
That was me, bitch.
Yeah, shoot.
Well, I mean, a lot of celebrities change their name when they get into entertainment. Bruce Willis used to be Walter Wilson. Demi Moore was Dimitri Gynes. And, you know, that's just two. But Diddy has changed his name 8 times now. 9 when he goes back to Diddy next week from being swag. Asshole, iTunes arranges my MP3s in alphabetical order by artist name. Do you realize what kind of havoc you're wrecking with my fucking filing system? I talked last week about how celebrities do freaky shit to keep their names in the press. And I assume that's what he's doing here. And I have to give him props for not fucking around with his kids' names, at least. But any respect he may have earned is put in jeopardy by his complete lack of originality. I get that rap music is an excuse, is just an exercise in sampling and recycling the same beats over and over, but your marketing scheme has either got to be fresh or genuine. This is neither. If you want to go fresh, great. Come up with something new, something original, something no one's never seen before. Fine. But if you can't do that, do something genuine. Go old school. You're a rapper. Shoot somebody.
Word.
Word.
Compton.
So, guys, what are you got going on this week?
Comedy time, bitches.
Yes, Wednesday, right? You're going to be heading to the Ice House.
We are taping at the Ice House in beautiful Pasadena, California.
Awesome.
Compton.
And then that's going to get put on Comedy Time. That is Comedy, ComedyTime.tv. Comedy Time. That's right.
I want 200,000 hits, bitches.
Now, when you get to the main website, just do a search for Terry Michaels. And when it gets put up, it'll probably be on the main page for at least a week or two anyway. So yep. Check it out. Terry that's Michaels. Right. Funny shit. John Jones, anything exciting going on?
I'm moving.
Yeah, just close down your house. You'll be getting the keys in a couple days. And then we're going to be helping you move in, and you're buying us pizza. That's the official moving food is pizza, right?
Pizza and pussy.
That's the official moving food is pizza.
I'll buy a motherfucking pizza.
Every time
nigga,
I've
damn.
Ever helped anyone move, they have always bought pizza. Yeah. Have you ever helped someone move and they did not buy pizza?
Yeah.
Really?
You got fucked.
I got fucked in the deal, man. I was like, thanks, nigga. Peace. Get the fuck out. I gotta,
get out.
I'm breaking this house now. My wife, get out.
Yeah, me and the girl got to fuck in every room at least once.
She wants. Get the fuck out.
There you go.
All right,
that's how you break in a new house, right? You fuck in every room?
That's pretty much the plan here, too.
If we missed anywhere, I'm done on top of the refrigerator. Yeah. Yes. All right, let's go.
In the garage. I'm a naughty man.
Oh, awesome.
I'm a naughty man. You're a dirty girl.
Dirty girl.
Nice.
Nice. All right, well, awesome. Hey, congratulations on the new house, and looking forward to seeing you. I'll be heading down to Pasadena to check out your show.
Comedy Time. Woo-hoo.
And then after that, we're heading to the coast to do some jokes.
Jokes and
jokes.
Jokes
in Morro Bay.
Jokes.
Yep.
Well, hey, guys. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the show. Terry, thanks for coming out.
Bitter Comics.
John Jones, thanks for coming out.
Yeah.
Everybody, thanks again for listening, and see you next week.
Nighty-night.